32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome to this week's edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and it's a great pleasure to welcome our guest onto the show this week. Mark Wolf steps aside, but he is getting ready for the event we're speaking about today. And it's, as I said, a great pleasure to welcome Felix Weishofer from Germany, who is putting on. He's the CEO of Challenge Roth. He's been involved in great numbers and responsibilities with the Challenge family, but Roth now firmly his main portfolio. So, Felix, first of all, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Well, Felix, we are just over a week away from Challenge Roth. This is one of the pinnacle triathlon and endurance triathlon events around the world. You must be a really busy man at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment it's not a lot of sleep time or downtime. It's a lot going on, but it's for us best week in the year, and we're really, really looking forward to it.
Felix, just going back a little bit in your relationship with the Challenge family and Challenge Roth, how did that relationship come about?
In the year 2001, my father, who used to be the race director and CEO here in Boss, decided to split with Ironman just because the demands of Ironman were stupid. So they demanded a one-loop bike course, a mass start in the channel, and other things. And we decided it's not in the best interest for our race and our communities anymore to work with Ironman and be a licensee. And so he decided to create a own brand and work even stronger now with the communities and the county of Ross. And we have then asked the population to put in names for the race, how the race should be named. And then there was a big public voting in Ross via the newspapers. And this is how then the name Challenge came about. And then in 2002, we started with the first ever challenge here in Ross. After 14 years of Ironman history and another 5 years of independent racing. And yeah, this year it's our 15th anniversary. Roth has grown into the by far biggest long distance race in the world. This year we are going to see 3,400 single competitors, 600 relay teams. Last year we had 260,000 spectators, which makes it the biggest one-day event in the state of Bavaria. We have an expo of over 4,000 square meters, 6,000 volunteers, so it has grown massively. And just because the whole community, the county, the politicians, everyone is fully on board, is absolutely enthusiastic about the athletes, especially the international athletes that are coming. 17 nations are being welcomed to Ross this year, and it's grown into a massive, massive event. By the year 2005, we decided to take that concept worldwide and created the Challenge family that we have now run for 10 years. And it sees more than 40 races now worldwide alongside the mother race in Ross.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to see how Challenge has grown. I mean, Ironman's still a massive event, but Challenge has really found a fantastic pace on the triathlon sort of calendar, and some events all around the world, places like Vietnam, and you're going to the most amazing locations. But coming back to Roth, I mean, you mentioned that split, and I think part of what Roth is about, and people who haven't been, they won't really know, but we do hear, is it's about the crowd. It's about that support you get. I don't think there's any other triathlon in the world. I mean, you guys are pulling bigger numbers than MotoGP races in Spain, which is phenomenal.
Absolutely. I think it really comes down to the decision of my father to concentrate here on the communities, on the benefits of the county, and creating a whole festival week. So we don't only offer the big challenge race on the Sunday, but we have a junior challenge. We have a challenge for all, which is a sprint distance. We have a night run. We have a Bambini run for kids. We have Challenge Women run. We have two huge rock concerts on Friday and Saturday, each 10,000 people attending. So we have created such a big festival week for things for everyone, for our locals, for the friends and family members of the athletes that are coming with them, for the athletes themselves, that it's just an amazing atmosphere. And it's like, here in Ross, it's like a Woodstock feeling. In Ross, we have 24 hotel beds, so we can't cater for the athletes. So a lot of the international athletes are in homestay families. More than 1,000 Germans open up their homes and say, hey, welcome to our home. We don't charge you anything. We're just pleased to welcome you as our guest and our friend. So also the county here is very well traveled because many of them are visiting their triathlon friends all around the world. Then we have huge campgrounds that we organize as Challenge, where we have a real Woodstock feeling, where all of the teams of triathlon teams in Germany come and they camp, and it's an amazing triathlon feeling, and you see that spirit. Ross is a very small town, so all the shops are placing banners about Challenge, posters, international flags in their windows. So the athletes coming here really get a huge sense of what triathlon is about, and about how much the community here embraces the challenge. As I said before, we have over 6,000 volunteers on race day, which is absolutely amazing.
Felix, there's something about Europe and events in Europe. Yes, there's fantastic events all over the world. In South Africa, I mean, between trail running, road running, mountain bike, and we've got some of the best, we know that. But from a crowd perspective, from a supportive perspective, there is nothing like doing an event in Europe. What do you think it is that sort of brings Europeans to these events? I mean, we've got the Tour de France on at the moment. The crowds we see there, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's quite funny that you talk about the Tour de France, because our world famous Solar Hill that features about 50,000 spectators every year, it's like a Tour de France experience for our athletes. And I think it's the mixture that we have. We have world-class sport with the best athletes competing, together with astonishing athletes like Sister Madonna 2 years ago with 84 years trying to finish. You know, that inspires people to come in to watch. So it's not about only the pros, but it's about everyone coming here with their personal stories. And the people here in the region are really, really interested in hearing those stories, in helping the people to achieve their goals. Then also, as it is not only about the sport, but every village, every city here features like an Oktoberfest to welcome the athletes on the hotspots. So it's also a gathering point for the people. It's the biggest day in our yearly calendar. It's the biggest festivity where the whole county is involved, and not just this community or this community or this city or this city. So it's a really huge get-together for our people here, together with so many internationals. And as we're here in a beautiful countryside, we don't get too much big events, and that's by far the biggest one. So everyone just wants to join in.
Now, I mean, over the years, you've attracted some of the biggest athletes as well. Chris McCormack, of course, Andreas Rylat's got that record of 7:41.33, which is phenomenally fast. Chrissy Wellington's gone very fast in the ladies' race there. But talk to me more about the sort of relationship with 32GI and how that came about.
Well, we were very, very happy when 32GI approached us, and Mark came over. And he has a brilliant, brilliant team here in Germany that we have worked together with on another project over all the years. So we know each other very well. The products are very, very good. It's innovative. It's new. Mark takes a lot of attention to details. He goes on Facebook, discusses things with the athletes directly. So it's a wonderful product and wonderful people behind the product that fit so well for us, because we are all about the customer experience, the relations to our customers and friends. And 32GI does exactly the same thing. This was why we were so happy about the relationship when we began to work together.
Now, Felix, you've been talking about the event. People have an idea for Roth. I don't think you truly have an idea till you get there. It's like having children and becoming a parent. You can hear about it, but until it actually happens to you, you don't really know. And, I mean, we see the awards that Roth wins. But if there was something that you could say to someone, they're sitting now, they're looking at the calendar, they're going, I want to go race somewhere in the world, why would you say they should choose Challenge Roth?
I think you named it. It's hard to describe, and I can do whatever to try and describe it. But you will never get it until you're here, because it's so special. It's so emotional also for everyone, that you really, really should come and see the event. It's a fast one. It's a fun one. It's a very inclusive event. This year we have more than 50 athletes with disabilities racing here in Bosch. It's magical. It's absolutely magical with the crowds, with our organization team that I'm so proud of, with all the volunteers that gave up 2 weeks to volunteer here just because they love the event. They feel it as their event. It's not the event of Felix Walkshofer and his family. It's the county's event. Everyone is really, really proud of and put so much time and effort in it to make it happen. So it's very hard to describe. People should come and see, but also we will feature a English and German live stream on race day between 6:30 and 11 o'clock p.m. With the final and the great firework display. So if you have time, have a look online, and I think you'll be able to understand what WOS is really all about if you see those pictures on race day.
Well, Sunday, the 17th of July, it's just around the corner, is, of course, a full. The website, if you want to find out more about the entire Challenge family, is challenge-family.com. I'll put that link up in the show notes. You can go on to Challenge Roth, click through, and you'll get a lot more information about that event alone. So some really exciting times. Also, if you want to find out more nutrition and what you need to do nutrition-wise around a challenge event, Mark Wolf and I did a podcast a few weeks ago. I'll put that up for you in the challenge notes as well. But from Felix, thank you very much. All the best for this year's event, and we're looking forward to following it.
Thank you very much.
From myself, David Katz, Mr. Active on 32GI Sports Nutrition, I'll catch up with you again next week.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.